This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. FHN, we're here today. We're joined by Director of FHN Rehabilitation Services, Jessica Currier, and also by the Director of the FHN Foundation, Al Ivan, is with us as well. Jessica, first of all, to you, what's all involved in the pediatric therapy at FHN? Tell us about that.
Sure. FHN Pediatric Therapy currently offers both occupational and speech therapy for children ages birth through age 18. And our skilled therapists actually have over 30 years of combined experience working with kids. And the treatment sessions that take place in a private treatment room or in our large pediatric gym, where the therapist will use various toys and techniques to make functional gains through therapeutic play. Pediatric therapists always strive to make every session feel like play, and they do this by engaging the child and having fun in the process.
And then, Jessica, what are the goals of these types of therapy?
Well, the goal is to improve whatever issues the child might be having. Speech therapists will work on three different areas with a child depending on their individual need. The first would be to improve any speech impairments such as stuttering, voice disorders, poor articulation of words, or even just a lack of speech. And they can also work on receptive language skills, which involve the process of taking in the information and actually understanding it, which are all skills that are required to follow directions. And then lastly, the speech therapist can work with a child on expressive language skills, which involve the production of sounds and words to outwardly communicate and express themselves. The goals for therapy with our kiddos, they can really run the gamut. Our therapists will create goals with the patient and family by discussing the needs and focusing on improving the areas that they are struggling with at home. The child's goals will always surround improving function in some way, and this could be helping a child or parent with activities of self-care, such as dressing or brushing their teeth, tolerating a specific diet, reading comprehension, or even focus and attention.
We're talking with the Director of FHN Rehabilitation Services, Jessica Currier, here today about pediatric therapy at FHN. And Jessica, what children out there can benefit from this type of therapy?
Children with speech impairments, swallowing issues, developmental delays, behavior issues, those with autism or cerebral palsy, congenital and neurological issues, among other things, they can all benefit from pediatric therapy.
And if parents are listening, or maybe grandparents are listening, how would they know if their children would be a candidate for the therapy?
A parent should look for feeding or swallowing issues, such as an inability to eat age-appropriate foods, problems articulating sounds or using words, phrases, or sentences at an age-appropriate level. If their child stutters, they should look for difficulty organizing information or understanding information to follow directions, difficulty with focus or concentration, or even regulating behaviors. If you note any of these things or simply have questions, you should definitely talk with your pediatrician or seek a pediatric screening. This will identify any developmental areas that may be lagging. All children actually develop differently, so one or two areas that are lagging behind are quite normal, and premature birth will automatically place a child behind. However, if you are noting developmental delays in multiple areas, make sure to discuss these things with your pediatrician and ask about pediatric therapy.
Jessica, what about the therapy you've been talking about here? Is it typically covered by insurance?
Usually. However, all insurances vary in coverage and offer benefits, so this would really need to be checked in advance, which is something we do as a courtesy prior to the child's first visit.
All right, and you're currently planning to remodel the pediatric therapy room at FHN. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mentioned that toys are a key part of therapeutic play, and we have lots of them. Our remodel plans include adding lots of storage for our large pieces of equipment and all of our toys and games, which will promote a more child-focused treatment environment without the added distractions of many of these items that are sitting out sometimes. And we are really excited, as our plans also include new flooring, furniture, lighting, decor, and then most importantly, private treatment rooms that will have attached observation rooms where a parent or guardian can sit and observe and hear what is going on during the entire treatment session with their child. This allows the therapist to have independent, focused time with the child while still allowing the parent or guardian to observe the treatment tactics being used any exercises being trialed, which will allow for carryover in the home.
Hanging on with us here today, Director of FHN Foundation, Al Ivan, is with us as well. And Al, you are the director of the FHN Foundation. Tell us a little bit about the foundation itself.
Sure. The foundation is here to help enhance and augment whatever FHN is doing to deliver healthcare excellence in our community. And we do that by helping to raise funds that go kind of above and beyond things that might be in FHN's budget, whether that's helping with capital projects, whether it's purchasing new equipment, staff education and training, some patient assistance, and then some community-based healthcare needs as well.
And I know that you have an event that's coming up soon to raise funds for Jessica's Pediatric Therapy Room. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have Striking Success for Children, which this year will be on Thursday, April 25th, 2024. And it is a bowling event, and teams of six can participate. It's $300 for a team or $50 for an individual bowler. And we always have a theme for the event. And this year, the theme is Rolling Through the Decades. And the reason we have a theme is because the teams are encouraged to dress up in costumes and represent something within the theme. For example, this year, you might have a team that decides to dress up and represent the 1980s, or perhaps even the 60s, 70s, or if you go farther back, we could have a team dressed up like the American Revolution, I guess, and represent the 1770s. But the teams, it's a great time. We have up to 40 teams available to fill all the lanes here in Freeport. And during the event, we also have, there's a mini scavenger hunt that goes on. There's a silent auction with different prizes that have been donated for people to bid on. And all of the proceeds are going to benefit pediatric therapy. 100% of every dollar we raised will go to the intended project.
Yeah, dollar for dollar. That's what you guys do at the foundation. Now, for those folks out there, listeners this morning that are not interested in bowling, tell them how they can help donate and help to contribute to the cause.
Sure. The easiest thing to do is to go to the FHN website, www.fhn.org, and they can click on the foundation information, and there's a Give Now button. And on the drop-down portion of the donation, they can choose to give to Striking Success and Pediatric Therapy and Rehabilitation Services. Otherwise, they can always call the foundation. My number here is 815-599-7213, and I can talk with them, answer some questions, and help them to make the donation they would like to do to make an impact on children's lives.
We've been talking today to the director of the FHN Foundation, that's Alan Ivan, and also director of the FHN Rehabilitation Services, Jessica Currier, today. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.